The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds. But my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Is it a problem? This is the statements given by Sri Krishna himself about Radharani. He has spoken something more also about that, praising Radharani. You understand? So Radharani should be praised, not Krishna. Isn't it? We say that Ishvara Parama Krishna and Bhagavad Gita Krishna also has said himself, Matta Paratram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. There is nobody superior to me, O Arjuna. Isn't it? And I also say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Asamartha Tattva, it is also stated here. Asamartha?
Asamartha Madhurjya Samya
Nahija. Asamartha Madhurjya Samya Nahija. You understand? Asamartha means unequal and unsurpassed. Samya Nahija. That means there is no equal to it, the Samya. No equality to it. Still, that Krishna, it is said, generally accepted, isn't it? Nobody is superior to Krishna. If we say like that, is it true? Is it true? No, it is not true. It is not true at all. There is superior to Krishna. Who is he?
Srimati Radharani, then the Supreme Lord.
Srimati Radharani and his dear devotee. Aam bhakto paradhino asvatantra iva dija sadhu vivrastra hudaya bhakti bhakta hudaya. Krishna himself says, Durvasa Muni, I am not supreme. I am not supremely independent. Aam bhakto paradhino. I am subordinate to my pure devotee, dear devotee. I am dependent on my dear devotee, Aam bhakto paradhino. Sadhu vigrasta hudaya bhakti bhakta jana priya. That sadhu, that devotee has occupied my heart, isn't it? It generally said, Krishna steals everybody's heart. No, that's been stolen. Isn't it? No, you just examine, is there a heart inside your body? No heart. Go to doctor and examine yourself. Oh, doctor, please examine. Is my heart inside my body? I don't feel it. Oh, someone has stolen it. Who is that thief? Who has stolen my heart? Who is that thief? He is the supreme thief. He is Krishna. He is the supreme thief, isn't it? You cannot be a better thief than Krishna. Are you a thief?
Sometimes.
Are you imitating Krishna? Don't imitate Krishna. Krishna. You cannot imitate him also. You understand, Rory? It is supreme thing. Divtam chalayatam asmi. He has said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. You want to cheat me? I'm the supreme cheater. You cannot surpass me even in this act of cheating, you see. He is supreme in all respects. You understand? Still, this is not true. His pure devotee and Radharani is superior to he, you see. He begs with folded hands to Radharani. You understand? Dehi pada pallava mudarangu Radharani. Will you please give your feet to me? Let me serve your feet. Such is Krishna. It's very, very wonderful Krishna. Really wonderful. Isn't it? It's really wonderful. How is it? We were discussing yesterday how there are two opposites are there in Krishna. And now we'll discuss how there are two opposites in Radharani also. Isn't it? Two opposites. Contradictions. Yesterday, Rohari said, this is Ram Navami day, this fasting and feasting also. Two opposites. Fasting and feasting. It's going on. Two opposites going on. Fasting, at the same time feasting also. Two opposites going on. Because the topic is going on like that. The arrangement of that. Krishna and Radharani. Isn't it? Who has arranged this thing? The Radharani. Srimati Radharani is arranged. Isn't it? Otherwise you cannot get the feast. You remain hungry. Empty stomach. If Radharani will not serve our mercy, you cannot get prasad, you see. You remain empty stomach. Oh, Radharani, great Radharani. She will give nice prasad, very nice, sweet, excellent. Isn't it? Do you know Radharani?
Only by name.
Only by name. Try to see her. How can you get her mercy? Radharani is mercy, glory. You understand? If you won't get the mercy of Radharani, you can't get Krishna, you see. Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Siromani. This is stated. Krishna is, yes, says, Koti Kama Jini Rupa Jadyapi Amar, Asamardhu Madhurya Samya Nahi, যার মোর রূপে আপ্যায়িত হয় ত্রিভুবন রাধার দর্শনে মোর জুড়ায় নয়ন। অল দো মাই বিউটি ডিফিটস দি বিউটি অফ 10 মিলিয়ন কুপিডস, অল দো ইট ইজ আনইকুয়াল এন্ড আনসারপাসড, এন্ড অল দো ইট গিভস প্লেজার টু থ্রি ওয়ার্ল্ড সিং, রাধারানী গিভস প্লেজার টু মাই আইস। So Radharani is superior. Krishna is known as Madana Mohana, isn't it? Who enchants Madana, Cupid. Most beautiful person in this material world is Cupid. Here it is stated, Koti Kamojini. in scores of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham, Brahma Sangita says. Huh? Krishna's beauty excels, surpasses the beauty of the crores of cupids. You understand? It's so beautiful. But Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Yes, here it is also. More Vansi Gita Akar Soya Tribhuvan. The vibration by my transcendental flute attracts three worlds. Krishna gives pleasure to one and all. Krishna enchants everyone, isn't it? But Krishna is enchanted by whom? Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Radhani enchants Krishna, Govinda Mohini. You understand? Radhani gives pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna says, I give pleasure to three worlds. But Radhani gives pleasure to Krishna. You understand? Govinda Nandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Siromani. You understand? Govinda Sarvasva. Govinda is everything for Radharani. There is nothing except Govinda for Radha. What do you say, Gopi Kanta?
Govinda Mohini, is that the name of
Radharani?
No?
Yes, name of Radharani. Govinda Mohini. Who enchants Govinda? Is Govinda Mohini, sees Govinda Mohini, sees Radharani. You understand? Govinda Sarvasva Sarva Kanta Siromani. You understand? Sarva Kanta Siromani. Siro, do you know? This head. Mani is jewel. And the head, Siromani. All kantas, all women, is the jewel, crest of all women, Radharani. Sarva Kanta Siromani. You understand? Radharani is like that. Do you follow? That Radharani's mercy is required. Therefore, that Krishna is now greedy enough. You understand how I can taste the mellow that is tasted by Radharani, my own beauty. You understand? I cannot taste my own beauty. Can you taste your own beauty? Very handsome beauty, very hard. You cannot test. Nobody can test his own beauty, isn't it? Tested by others. Similar is the fact with Krishna also. How can I test my own beauty? Only Radharani tests completely. Ekali Radhika Aswade Sakali. Krishna says. Ekali Radhika Aswade Sakali. Only Radharani alone tests completely my beauty. So how can I test my beauty? Therefore, he assumes the mood of Radharani and came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Thereby, he tests his own beauty. Do you understand? Now, he is praising Radharani. Yes, that's a fact. Radharani is superior to Krishna. Radharani should be praised, isn't it? Nuravansi gite akarsoy tribhuvana, Radhar vachana hoy amar shravana. The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds, but my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani. You understand? And so many praising words in following verses are given. How Krishna praises Radha, you understand? That's a fact. Unless Radharani will be pleased, unless Radharani saw us her mercy on us, we cannot get Krishna. You understand? Not possible at all. Therefore, it is stated. If you get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can get mercy of Krishna. You can get Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has him removed of Radharani, Radha Bhav. Again, another thing also said, how can you get the mercy of Chaitanya?
Gaurapriyojana.
Yes, speaking Sanskrit. Nice, very nice. If you can get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, you understand? Then you can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? Nityananda Prabhu. How can you get then question against the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu?
Spiritual master.
Mercy of spiritual master. Because spiritual master is manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Isn't it? Manifestation. Spiritual master is manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. You understand? In other words also we say, if you can get the mercy of the dear devotees, of Gaur and Nidai. You understand? Then you can get that is proved in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. Isn't it? Raghunath Das Goswami. How Raghunath Das Goswami got Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? First he got mercy of Nityananda Prabhu by giving Chudadahi Mahotsav, Chudadahi festival. Do you know? Pani had chida, chipped rice and got feasting. You understand? In June, in month of June, that is observed, Chudadahi Mahotsav in Panihati, Bengal, place. Thereby he got, Raghunath Das Goswami got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the process. All right. Our discussion was going on Radha Prem, love of Radharani. How there are two opposites in Radharani. I started discussed how there are two opposites in Krishna. And today's topic is how there are two opposites in Radharani. You understand? All right, now I'll speak something in Oriya, then in English. You understand? First preference to them, next preference to you. Swayambhudas requests me to give him sannyas. This Swayambhudas. I won't award him sannyas. He doesn't know all these things. Sannyasi means his guru, spiritual master. You understand? He must know all these things. He will defeat all other apasiddhantas. You understand? By quoting Shastra, sannyasi. Vishnu sannyasi, isn't it? Otherwise, how can you be sannyasi? Unless you speak this thing. You know heroine?
Heroine.
Intoxicant, very great intoxicant. Heavy. I will test it. Just as steady. Just as steady breathing. No, really. Have you tested heroin? If one takes heroin, you become mad. You understand? But this Radha Prem is more than heroin. More. A greater intoxicant than heroin. You understand? Yes. That is stated. Gola Gorolo is like a poison, isn't it? A great poison. At the same time, it is nectarian. Two opposites. Poison and nectar. You understand? Two opposites are there in Radha Prem. That is stated. Rupapada, Rupa Goswami has said. Madhaka nuhe, kintu bihol kori. Tahostra sastra nuhe, marma kuti braghati. Radha Prem is not a weapon, you see. A weapon will pierce your body, your heart. But it is not a weapon, but it pierces the heart. This is the opposite. Wonderful thing. Do you understand? Let me say, this is very, very difficult to express in English because it is very confidential, very, very nigura tattva. Radha Prem is unlimited. Do you understand? Unequaled. Uncomparable. Isn't it? Which is unlimited. That means it has no end. Can it... what do you say? Can it be developed?
It has no end.
It has no end. It's unlimited. No limit. Can it be developed? Can it be developed? It cannot be developed. How it is? It's no end. Develop means it has some end, then beyond that it will develop. Isn't it? So that may be possible. But when it is unlimited, how can it be developed? Quite impossible. Still, it is stated. This is wonderful. Niyata Vardhanasura is always developing. You understand? This is wonderful. And this is two opposites. Isn't it? You understand, Nurhari? There are two opposites also. The pleasure and distress. Pleasure as well as distress. Ananda, abhyatha. How is that? Do you understand it? When there is union, there is pleasure. When there is separation, there is distress. Union and separation, both are there in Radha Prem. Sometimes Radharani is uniting with Krishna and sometimes she feels the pangs of separation. Isn't it? Two are there. Rupapada, Srila Rupapada has given that thing in Rujjala Niramani, that Vidagdha Madhava. Vibhurapi kalayan sada vibruddhin, guru rapi gaurava charjaya vihina, muhurupachita bakrima pi suddho, jayata muradvisi radhikanu raga. Rupa Goswami has written this thing. You know, Vibhu means Supreme Ishwar, Supreme Master, you understand, is Vibhu. The Radha Prem is Vibhu, Supreme, you understand. Still, Radha Prem is Guru, do you understand? Krishna says, Radha Prema Guru Ami Sisya Nata Sada Ama Natay Nana Nurtya Udvata. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru, he says. Krishna is the Guru of whole world, Jagat Guru, isn't it? Our disciplic succession comes from Krishna, isn't it? The succession ends at Krishna. Nobody beyond that, beyond Krishna, isn't it? But here Krishna says, Radha Prema Guru Ami Sisya Nata. But my Guru is Krishna, I have Guru. Who is? That is Radha Prema. Radha Prema is my Guru. I am her disciple. You understand? Krishna says, Radha Prem is my Guru, I am her disciple. Shishya Nata. You understand? As the Guru or spiritual master orders the disciple to do something. Whatever spiritual master orders, disciple does. Isn't it? Indruhari, stand up. You stand up. Indruhari, sit down. Then you sit down. You stand up. You sit down. You stand up. You sit down. You stand up and sit down. Stand up and sit down. This is like dancing pose. Isn't it? You understand, Indruhari? This is spiritual master can do. Whatever he wishes through his disciple. Similarly, when Radha Prem is Guru, the spiritual master, then Krishna is disciple. So, Radha Prem orders and Krishna disciple obeys. Disciple Krishna obeys. So Radha Prem makes Krishna dance. Stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down. So Krishna does like that. He says, Ami Shishya Nata. I am a dancer in the hand of Radharani. You understand? That is there. Who is Jagat Guru? The Krishna is Jagat Guru. And that Jagat Guru is a disciple of Radha Prem. You understand? So Radha Prem is the topmost Guru, not Krishna. No. Isn't it? That's it. Say Prema Jagat Guru Krishna Vasishya. Because if Krishna will not accept that Radha Prema as his Guru, he cannot fulfill his wishes, his desires. Do you understand? He cannot test the mellows. Complete test. It's impossible on his part. Do you understand? Therefore, Krishna has accepted Radha Prema as his Guru. And two opposites are there. Now time is already. There are two things united, as I say, poison and nectar. There are both poison and nectar in Radha Prem. If you take poison, as I was telling you, heroin, you're mad. Intoxicator. Greatest intoxicant. Great intoxicant. But Radha Prem is more intoxicant than heroin or than any intoxicant in the world. You understand? You understand? Like a poison, great poison. The poison that came out from the churning of the milk ocean. Huh? Demons and the demigods, they churned. Huh? Shivji drank that poison and served the whole world. Still it is more than that, the drop, more poison. At the same time, it is very, very nectarian. Poisonous and nectarian, both two opposites. Huh? You understand? Two opposites are there. Bahire viso jala hoi bhitore anandamoy. You understand? If you drink poison, what will happen to you? You will burn. There is burning. Sensation is there in the poison. It is outward. It is burning whole body. But internally, great pleasure. That is Radha Prem. Bahire viso jala hoi bhitore anandamoy. Krishna premor udbhuto charita. Ei prema asvadana tatva ikhyu charpana. You understand? Radharani was, Radharani is testing the mellow of Krishna prema, isn't it? She says, ei prema asvadana tatva ikhyu charpana. To test that prem, Krishna prem, is like chewing a hot sugar cane. It's like chewing a hot sugar cane. You understand? Very, very hot. Mukha jale is so hot, mouth is burning. But one cannot drive it out from the mouth, though it is born, because it's so sweet. Mukha jale nadayatya jan, sei prema jar mane tar vikram sei jane visam te ekatra milan. One who has tested that prem, he knows how two opposites are there, poison and nectar. You understand? Then, this, how, in Vidagdha Madhava, Rupa Goswami has written, and Purnamasi said, that is said by Purnamasi, Pida bhir navakala kuta patuta garbhasya nirvasana nishyandena mudang sudha madhuri mahankara sankochana prema sundari nanda nanana paro jagrati jasyantare jayante sputamasya vakra madhuraste neiva vikrantayah. Purnamasi says, Re sundari, O beautiful Radharani, this love pertaining, relating to nanda nandana Krishna is very wonderful. If someone has got in his heart such prem, there are two opposites. It's burning like a hot sugar cane, and at the same time, very, very sweet. You understand? It's very poisonous, at the same time, very nectarian. You understand? And two, path he has. It has two paths. One straight and another crooked. Vakra madhur gati. Crooked path. You understand? And in two opposite ways is axe. What is that? Do you know? Sambhoga and Vipralambha, union and separation. to oppose it. Sambhoga, union. Know this word, sambhoga. That is union. Sambhoga. Lovers and beloved unite, that is sambhoga. Lovers and beloved separated, that is vipralambha. Viraha, vipralambha. So there are two opposites, sambhoga and vipralambha. Do you understand? Union and separation. In union, it is nectar. Do you understand? It is like nectar. In separation, it is very, very poisonous. Do you understand? Sarpavishara kotutaku. The snake's poison is far greater than snake's poison. Very dead, dreadful snake, poisonous snake's poison. You understand? It's two opposites. So many are there. I have to finish my work, then I have to perform all these things. Yes?
Would you be able to list those five reasons again for Krishna? Would you be able to list the five reasons again for Krishna, for Lord Chaitanya appearing?
Oh, Lord Chaitanya appear. Five reasons? How do you say five reasons?
The antaranga and the bahiranga.
Bahiranga. Two general. One bahiranga, one antaranga. Bahiranga means external cause, antaranga means internal cause. Bahiranga cause is to perform sankirtan and give nam prem. Do you understand? This is bahiranga cause. Another, by the calling of Advaita Acharya, he can die. You understand? Advaita Acharya called Bhaktecha Upato Rupa Yo, that is stated. When Bhakta, Advaita Acharya is a devotee, he desires so. So I came down. Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said. Then this is Bahiranga, external. And internal, that Radhaya Pranamahima Kidrusamba Naiva Swadya Hena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrusova Madhya Sokhyan Chasya Madhana Bhagata Kidrusam Veti Lobha Tadbhavadya Samadhani Sajigarbha Sindhu. This verse, these three things. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him, in Krishna, that she alone releases through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as the moon appears from the ocean. Three internal causes. Do you understand? And two,
next,
external causes. This is five. Ask, isn't it? Two external causes. Yuga-dharma pravartan, nam-prem-dan, and obeying the calling of Advaita Acharya. Do you understand? And three internal causes relating to Radharani.